my understanding, these guys haven't sent the troops yet inside the Mozambican territory to try and fight. If they've done so, they've done so in the front, is like sending the red teams to go and assess the situation, whether the situation is really bad. But what we know is the Zimbabwean government has sent the soldiers along the eastern border of Zimbabwe and Mozambique well before elections. When the news started coming out that Lakama had left Maputo for the mountainous headquarters of his, Zimbabwe sent troops on the borderline, and I'm sure they are still there up now.
Could we see Zimbabwe informing the nation?
Ever since Mugabe has never informed Zimbabweans of such actions, whenever he takes such actions, we've seen it happening in the Renamo-Frelimo fight, which took place in the 80s, which I participated in. We also saw what happened in DRC when Mugabe just woke up to send people to go and fight there, but only to go and inform the nation after the soldiers have already gone there, when the soldiers are already fighting there.
Besides sharing the same border with Mozambique, what other reasons can force Zimbabwe to send or deploy troops into that country?
Zimbabwe always talks of the long relationship with Mozambique, which we also know. But what we know is of a Zimbabwean oil pipe which passes through Mozambique to the port. And whenever they are sending the troops to Mozambique, they are sent in the name of protecting that oil pipe.